Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. We do this show every Tuesday night, and of course, it is the last Tuesday night of the month of August, so that means we get the outstanding NWAC coaches from the Western and Northern regions, and they are great. They are four great human beings as well, who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. But without further ado, let's get right to the program. And we're going to go first to TJ Cowell, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Tacoma Community College. TJ, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing quite well, Gregory. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Now, are you a married man now?
I'm a married man. It happened. Yes, sir. Went on the honeymoon. It was a great time. And now we're back, and husband and wife, and doesn't feel a whole lot different, but it sounds different.
It's different. But congratulations. That's terrific. And give a big shout-out to your wife tonight, okay?
I will. Thank you, sir. Shout-out to Ashley. She's here listening, giving me moral support, emotional support. So she's right beside me all the time. I couldn't do it without her.
Very good. TJ, at least in Portland, where I live, there's a real tinge of early fall tonight. It's kind of a big change. And you know what? That means one and one thing only. Basketball is getting closer.
I love it. Yeah, I love the summer. I always grew up loving the summer. But as soon as it ends, just like you said, that means that the best season is coming. And same thing up here. Leaves are changing behind the house and starting to cool down a little bit. And the days are getting shorter, which means you better get in the gym.
Absolutely. And speaking of getting in the gym, TJ, I'm going to ask all the coaches tonight, the same question. What outside of winning every game and winning the NWAC championship, what is the one thing your team really needs to do this year to win every single game?
Oh, man. I mean, there's only so much you can control. I know there's so many cliches and all that, but you can play a perfect game at times and still not win the game. So it really is hard to measure by that, although we're all trying to win every game. We're all really competitive, all of us on the show and all coaches in general. But just being very disciplined, and we need to take better care of the ball and get better shots and do a better job of contesting every shot this year. And those are the three of the things that we're really focusing on, and obviously there's a lot that goes into that. But just playing better basketball every game and seeing where that takes us.
When does school start for you there?
It's September 19th. It seems like a little earlier than usual. I think it just kind of fell that way. So we have a little under a month now, and guys are starting to move in. Because we have quite a few guys from out of the area that are moving in, and we've had the guys that are here all summer, of course, that live in the area. And it's just like you said, it's getting exciting, man. We're getting everyone going. There's always a lot of energy, not just from basketball and our program, but just from the whole campus. Any college campus I've ever been on or high school, once the fall comes and kids start coming back, it's really exciting. Everyone's motivated for the year, and it's a fun time of year for me.
Not going to get any sympathy from me with that September 19th, because, as a Linfield guy, it was always between August 25th and 28th, and that was when they used to, TJ, allow field burning still. It was pretty hectic. You had the windows open. It's 95 degrees out and no air conditioning. But we were tough. That made us tough.
That's right. I hear you. I hear you. I was back in the Midwest for a few years, and that's where I met my wife, of course. But all the schools back there are on the semester system, so it's weird. they all thought I was weird talking about the quarter system and how late we started. So there are those few semester schools out here, and it's really different. I'm proud of you for sticking through those tough times.
Hey, TJ, basketball is a funny game. It constantly evolves. It was, you had to have a great big man. Then you had to do some things. Then you had to mix in a little zone. All these things. I won't go through all of them, but, you know, what still needs to get a lot better in basketball, in your opinion? Shooting, is that one thing, or passing? I know those things, it's somewhat of a lost art.
Yeah, well, at the highest level, you know, in the NBA, there's so many shooters now. It's crazy. You're either right at the rim or shooting the three. I'm sure everyone's noticed the trend there. I think that it all just kind of depends what you believe in. I grew up really physical. I grew up playing football. And, you know, for most of these coaches that are on this program as well, we grew up in the 80s and 90s when guys were still forearming each other and clotheslining each other, going to the basket. So I was taught to play defense really physically and not let anyone cut through the lane. And now putting your hand on someone's a foul. So it's really changed. The game's changed a lot. But I think the one thing that could get better for our team especially is moving away from the ball and working harder to get good, clean shots. There's guys are really, really talented one-on-one dribble moves and a lot of good passers too, but there's not the flow that there was traditionally in basketball, I feel like, and the great teams like Golden State and those teams that do it so well. That's what we aspire to play like.
TJ, congrats on your great marriage. Been a fun summer for you, obviously, and I know you're going to have a very good team this year, and I look forward to talking to you at the end of September.
I hope so. Thank you, Gregory. Have a great night, and good luck to these other coaches.
You betcha. That's TJ Cowell, the head men's basketball coach at Tacoma Community College. Of course, they're a member of the NWAC, as all the coaches are here. In beautiful Tacoma. Now let's swing over and talk to Mitch Freeman. And Mitch, how's it going for you? How's the summer going? And I'm really looking forward to, I'm going to be able to see your team play a little bit this year, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going great, Greg. Thanks for having me on. And congrats to TJ and Ashley. That's terrific. I've been married for over 6 years now, and was the best decision that I made, and I know that he's excited. I met his wife now. I met her when they were in town to play us in last year at our Pirate Classic. So congrats to them.
Hey, Mitch, let me ask you this question. You know, Peninsula College, you know, you're in a great spot, a beautiful area. You're kind of there by yourself, which I kind of like. Talk a little bit about the academics at your school and how that ties in with your basketball players. Because, you know, let's face it, the first thing they're there for is to get an education.
Yeah. Yeah, education is paramount in terms of putting themselves in a position to be successful. If these guys want to move on, a lot of our players want to move on to the four-year level, and they got to be able to withstand and have a transcript that, is recruitable, not just from a basketball perspective. So, but yeah, for Peninsula, it's a unique place, and we have a lot of our people that go to school at Peninsula, not necessarily from the Olympic Peninsula. We have kids from people from all over the place, and it is kind of a destination spot because we are out here a little bit, but it's a great place. We have a lot of very highly intelligent professors that want to be living in this area, and then they have a chance to work at Peninsula College and teach at the college, and so we get a lot of really top-notch professors that teach here. And that's great. And we're fortunate. The last 2 years, we've had almost over a 3.0 team cumulative GPA that we're super proud of, and it's a great place to go to school and play basketball.
Okay, Mitch, I know TJ is still listening.
Yeah.
You brought it up last week. Shame on me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to talk about here. or last month you did. I forgot to mention how people can improve their free throw shooting 3 to 5%. So I'll make it real brief. And this is not voodoo science. I've spent a lot of time on this. I really studied the brain because I'm really intrigued and saddened by how much Alzheimer's is. It's the fastest growing epidemic in the country. That's why I've studied it. But I out of that, I really feel that if every basketball player in the United States meditated, did meditation for 10 minutes a day, they would improve their free throw shooting by 3 to 5%. And the reason I say that is it's been proven in study after study that meditation calms the brain, and at the same time, it makes people focus more. And I think that's what the two keys would be to making people a better free throw shooting team. Now, here's the catch here. You've got to do it every day. You have to meditate every day for at least 10 minutes. So there's my feeling. I think it will work. I really have put a lot of time into studying it, and I'm revealing it tonight.
Nice. Well, we appreciate that. I know we all do because all of our coaches want our teams to be better free throw shooting teams. So you might see a lot of NWAC schools meditating.
And I hope that they do because sometimes when you throw out a little bit of a crazy idea, people think there's a little voodoo to it. There's no voodoo to it at all. It's a very sincere idea.
I don't think it's crazy at all. I think any way you can get your able to calm your nerves, calm your brain, relax your muscles so that you can shoot and you can play more freely and with that continued confidence. So I can see there being a lot of value to what you're talking about.
Yeah, and the brain only weighs 3 pounds on average, but it's the most important part, obviously, of anybody's body. And I urge people to kind of study it and see how they can get better in life as well. Hey, Mitch, in conclusion, what does your team need to do outside of win every game, win the NWAC championship that's really going to please you this year, the one thing?
Yeah, I guess I can narrow it down to one thing is just compete, play hard. When you do that, good things will happen. Honestly, I think that the game of basketball is to me is a game of mistakes, and they're going to happen. The team with the least has a better chance, but at the end of the day, if you can compete for the guys on your teammates, the guys you go to work with, if you can do that consistently, you have a very good chance to be where you want to be. So,
very good, Mitch. Great job, you and TJ. Get us off to a great start, and Kyle and Aaron pick up right with you and do a great job.
Yeah.
So. It's a pleasure to know you. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk to you again at the end of September, not sooner.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it as well. Have fun. Okay.
You betcha. That's Mitch Freeman, the head men's basketball coach at Peninsula College in beautiful state of Washington in just a fabulous, fabulous area. Now let's go to Kyle Gray, the head boss of the men's team at Edmonds Community College right outside of Seattle. Kyle, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you?
Very good, very good. I know that you're a very thoughtful coach and always looking to get better. Go ahead and tear me apart or comment on my meditation thing.
No, I like it. I like it. We always – talk to our guys about trying to slow the game down any way you can. And I think that if you can make that part of your day, every day, then that's a great thing. We do a little something similar to that every game day, as far as we just get have focus time where we're completely silent for the game, and it helps our guys just kind of relax and kind of run through the game in their mind. But doing it on a daily basis is a great idea.
Hey, Kyle, we're getting closer, as I've mentioned, to both the previous two coaches, TJ and Mitch. There's a feeling in the air that we're getting closer and closer to basketball season. That's got to excite everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Thursday we're going to have the first time everybody's in town, and we're going to have a little team dinner, and we're very excited for that. To kind of get the ball rolling, it is. I mean, it just seemed like the weather turned last few days, and it just felt like basketball's in the air. So we're ready to go.
Do you have something in mind with that team dinner? I mean, that you want to accomplish, or do you just let it flow when you have something like that?
It always depends. The first one is certainly just to get to know a little bit of each other, introductions for one. I mean, a lot of our guys haven't even met each other yet, coming from wherever they're coming from. So, in many ways, it's the first time we're all in the same place at the same time together as one unit. So, it's going to be good for everyone to kind of just get to know each other on a different level. As we go on throughout the season, though, sometimes we'll be a little bit more intentional about what we're doing as far as, team building and things like that. But it's something that we pay a great deal of attention to. But purposely, with the first one, we just try to keep it really, unstructured and just kind of let the guys get a feel for each other. And then, just kind of give them a little bit of the map as far as what's going to happen in the next couple months here.
And, of course, because of the methodology involved in basketball, things like that are great because you really have to trust your teammates and your coaches as well in the game of basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got to trust them, and they got to trust me, but they also got to trust each other. So, that's something that's gonna have to, grow over time. And the quicker we get to that point, obviously, the more success we're going to have. So that's, all these things that we do there is purpose behind it, even if it's not exactly structured every time.
Kyle, I know there's many things that make up a great basketball team, but what's the one thing that you have to do this year to be a great basketball team? Obviously, you want to win every game. You want to win the NWAC championship. But beyond that, to get as many wins as you can, what do you need to do with your team?
Yeah, I mean, I think every team that you have every year is unique that you're trying to look for. What are some things that we're going to have to really focus on to get the most out of this group? And I think for this year's team, it's going to be getting them to play for each other is going to be really important. We got a lot of great signings this year, and they've had a great deal of success in high school, but there's only one basketball, and we're all going to have to share it, and we're all going to have to learn that we might have to take a different role than we had in our high school, and kind of learn how to fit in those roles and actually learn to love those roles and play for each other. And it's something that we've been able to do in the past, of course. It's just going to be something that we have marked for this year's team that we're going to have to really make sure that we're focused on every day.
You mentioned everything is kind of different. That's a very astute point per usual, but talk a little bit about what's your philosophy, you and your coaching staff. You have a great one, coaching staff, about playing, NWAC league games. What do you like to accomplish there besides probably maybe obviously winning the game, but what else needs to blend there as you head to January?
Well, you like to see, as many guys as you can, and kind of get an idea of, how guys handle the spotlight, how guys handle the limelight there. Of course, your competitive juices take over and you're looking to win every single game, but you also have to take a step back and think about the long run and understand that, The games that really have a great impact on your success are going to be in January and February, in order for you to get to March. So, you know, in November, December, you know, we're playing against great teams, good competition, traveling a little bit, hopefully in a tournament or two just to get the tournament feel, you know, so we're not totally unaware when we get to the NWAC tournament. So, so a lot of factors there. But I think that having the guys, you know, put in different positions and kind of seeing what you have and seeing what you can be able to count on every night, you know, that's kind of what you're looking to get through the non-league play.
In conclusion, Kyle, when does school start at Edmonds?
Yeah, we're the same. We're as TJ there, the 19th. So, yeah, a little bit earlier start this year, but that's probably a good thing, just to get the ball rolling a little bit. And then, you know, having that little break over Christmas is going to be nice too.
Absolutely. Hey, Kyle, great job tonight. Per usual, everybody's been great so far. Aaron will be great. And have a great Labor Day weekend. Enjoy yourself. And we'll talk to you again at the end of September.
Hey, Greg, two more things real quick. First of all, I didn't give my congrats to TJ, so congrats to him and his wife. That's great. Now, last time, did you say it's your birthday today?
My birthday was yesterday.
All right. Well, happy birthday. I wanted to make sure that got said. So congratulations on another great year.
Hey, I appreciate that very much. I'm going strong at 66, and I plan to be going strong at 86. So,
good man.
Especially you guys make me young.
All right, Greg. Thank you.
You betcha. That's Kyle Gray, the Edmonds coach at Edmonds Community College. And thank you, Kyle, once again for thinking of my birthday and talking about TJ's marriage. Now let's skip over to the beautiful city of Olympia, Washington, and we will talk with Aaron Landon, the Edmonds coach of South Puget Sound Community College, who wanted to put this program together, did a great job, and got everybody on board, and thank you for that, because it's highly successful, Aaron. The way you guys promote it is awesome. Aaron, are you guys going to meditate this year? Did I make sense there?
Yeah, but first we got to wish you a happy birthday. 66 is still young, so thanks for being great and doing the show, and I look forward to doing it another, you know, 40-plus years with you.
Thank you very much, and I'll still have that strong voice. You can guarantee it. That's very nice of you. You know,
yeah.
Go ahead and quick comment about the meditation part, because I know there are a few chuckles out there. I'm getting a few texts from my friends who are kind of ripping me, but I believe what I said there.
Yeah, I do too. You know, it's just like stretching. You commit certain amount of time and a consistency to something like stretching or meditating, make your body and mind naturally improve. So I like it. Of course, then you got to start thinking about who can really meditate when you're out recruiting, because you don't want to have some guy that can just play basketball but will ruin your meditation session, because, you know, having a quiet group that's focused is important. So that's another factor in high school recruiting now.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good for bringing that up. Aaron, what's the one thing you've got to see out of your team this year? Obviously, you want to win the NWAC championship. You want to win every game. But what's going to create that? What's the one maybe special thing? And I know there's many that you need to do.
Yeah, it's always got to be chemistry. And Kyle put it best, you know, it's about the long term. And it really is in the NWAC. We're not seeding the postseason off of strength of schedule or, you know, strength of conference or anything like that. So it really is just all about what you do when you get in your region. So in that non-league schedule, you just really have to make sure your guys come together and understand how to play together by the time conference rolls around.
And, you know, in that non-league schedule, how do you look at it? I know some things you get set up in advance that you have to participate in, but do you want every game in that non-league schedule to just be as tough as it can be?
Yeah, that's exactly what we want to do. I mean, it really doesn't matter how you do in those games. It's just about getting focused and getting your team ready for region play. So, you know, you want to get tough games, and I've told you before, I love tournament play. I think that playing in a bracket brings out, you know, everything that you want in your team in terms of competitive nature and having a prize. So we love going to tournaments, and it'll stay that way as long as I'm here.
Aaron, you made a great comment on this program about what you've done there at Puget Sound. You're a very humble person, but very successful. You turned the program around, but your comment was, now we can't go backwards. Expound on that a little bit, if you would, please.
Yeah, it's just a mindset that you have consistently from the time you come in, as long as you're there, regardless of outcome. It's searching for improvement and teaching your team how to do that individually and then how to do it with a common goal. So when I was first here, we weren't winning a lot, but a big step for us was getting our graduation rate up, showing we can do that. And then the wins come in. So, you know, we want to keep expanding. We've tried to expand our schedule, make it tougher and more attractive for recruits. And, you know, just everything that we're doing with the team, just guys getting honored academically and going on to graduate. And really, the way you keep getting better is just put more guys at the four-year level. And if you're doing that, you know, that kind of becomes your culture, and that's where we want to go with this thing.
Aaron, you were a longtime assistant for Brad Barbaric at Concordia, four-year school. You know, maybe it's always fun to talk a little bit about the differences between four-year and two or three, as you have your players at the most three, most of them 2 years.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I specifically for Concordia and especially the Cascade Conference, you got to remember TJ is a Southern Oregon guy. That league plays those back-to-back games in league. I will never forget how crazy that is. You prep, you know, all week for a back-to-back game, and coming into the NWAC, you have tournament play, but once you're in league, it's Wednesday, Saturday. So, yeah, off that experience, I would say that is the most, you know, that's the biggest contrast. It's just how you prepare and handle that. And Coach Barber could tell you a lot more about that than I could.
Hey, great job tonight, Aaron, per usual. Thanks for all you've done for this program, put it together, and got these great coaches on, and the way you publicize it, and you've got a huge following, which is a credit to you and everybody else on the program. So have a great Labor Day weekend, and it's right around the corner, Aaron, and thanks again for a fantastic job tonight.
Thanks for having us on, Greg. We really appreciate it.
You betcha. That's Aaron Landon, the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College. Huge audience tonight listening. Thank you very much to that. Coaches, thank you. Fabulous job. And everybody have a great Labor Day weekend. Stay safe, and don't forget to make your free throws. Good night, everyone.